Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I see, God, you can go ahead and start playing, what was that, 1 Kings?
14.
Oh, and then while we wait for others to join.
Okay.
The son of Jeroboam fell sick, and Jeroboam said to his wife, "Arise, pray thee, and disguise thyself, that thou be not known to be the wife of Jeroboam, and get thee to Shiloh. Behold, there is Ahijah the prophet, which told me that I should be king over this people. And take with thee 10 loaves, and cracknels, and a cruse of honey, and go to him. We shall tell thee what shall become of this wife." Jeroboam's wife did so, and arose, and went to Shiloh, and came to the house of Ahijah. But Ahijah could not, for his eyes were set by reason of his age. And the Lord said unto Ahijah, "Behold, the wife of Jeroboam cometh to ask a thing of thee for her son, for he is sick. Thus and thus shalt thou say unto her, for it shall be, when she comes, that she shall feign herself to be another woman." And it was so, when Ahijah heard the sound of her, as she came in at the door, that he said, "Come in, thou wife of Jeroboam, why feignest thou thyself to be another? For I am sick to thee with heavy tidings. Go, tell Jeroboam, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, for as much as I exalted thee from among the people, and made thee prince over my people Israel, kingdom away from the house of David, and gave it thee, and yet thou hast not been as my servant David, who kept my commandments, and who followed me with all his heart, to do that only which was right in mine eyes, but hast done evil above all that were before thee, for thou hast gone and made thee other gods, and molten images, to provoke me to anger, and hast cast me behind thy back. Therefore, behold, I will bring evil upon the house of Jeroboam, and will cut off from Jeroboam him that pisseth against the wall, and him that is shut up and left in Israel, and will take away the remnant of the house of Jeroboam, as a man taketh away dung, till it be all gone. Him that dieth of Jeroboam in the city shall the dogs eat, and him that dieth in the field shall the fowls of the air eat. The Lord hath spoken it. Arise thou therefore, get thee to thine own house, and when thy feet enter into the city, the child shall die. And all Israel shall mourn for him, and bury him, for he only of Jeroboam shall come to the grave, because in him there is found some good thing toward the Lord God of Israel in the house of Jeroboam. Moreover, the Lord shall raise him up a king over Israel, who shall cut off the house of Jeroboam that day. But what? Even now. But the Lord shall smite Israel, as a reed is shaken in the water, and he shall root up Israel out of this good land, which he gave to their fathers, and shall scatter them beyond the river, because they have made their groves, provoking the Lord to anger. And he shall give Israel up, because of the sins of Jeroboam, who did sin, and who made Israel to sin. And Jeroboam's wife arose, and departed, and came to Tiphzah, and when she came to the threshold of the door, the child died. And they buried him, and all Israel mourned for him, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by the hand of his servant Ahijah the prophet. And the rest of the acts of Jeroboam, how he warred, and how he reigned, behold, they are written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel. And the days which Jeroboam reigned were 22 years, and he slept with his fathers, and Nadab his son reigned in his stead. And Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, reigned in Judah. Rehoboam was 41 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 17 years in Jerusalem, the city which the Lord did choose out of all the tribes of Israel to put his name there. And his mother's name was Naamah, and Ammonitess. And Judah did evil in the sight of the Lord, and they provoked him to jealousy with their sins which they had committed, above all that their fathers had done. For they also built them high places, and images, and groves, on every high hill, and under every green tree. And there were also Sodomites in the land, and they did according to all the abominations of the nations which the Lord cast out before the children of Israel. And it came to pass in the fifth year of King Rehoboam that Shishak, king of Egypt, came up against Jerusalem, and he took away the treasures of the house of the Lord, and the treasures of the king's house. He even took away all, and he took away all the shields of gold which Solomon had made. And King Rehoboam made in their stead brazen shields, and committed them unto the hands of the chief of the guard, which kept the door of the king's house. And it was so, when the king went into the house of the Lord, that the guard bare them, and brought them back into the guard chamber. Now the rest of the acts of Rehoboam, and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? And there was war between Rehoboam and Jeroboam all their days. And Rehoboam slept with his fathers, and was buried with his fathers in the city of David. And his mother's name was Naamah, an Ammonitess. And Abiyam, his son, reigned in his stead.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Well, we go ahead and start the program. We didn't have any additional callers. Looks like I have Mother May, Brother Stuart, Todd, Auntie Janet, and Sister Shirley.
Yes, good evening.
Good evening. Welcome, Sister Shirley and Auntie Janet. Glad to have you guys back.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Well, let's jump right on. If anyone else join, I will announce them accordingly. We're just going to welcome to the Nellum Family and Friends Weekly Program. We are a family gathered together to give God honor and to praise his holy name. Amen.
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 Amen. Now, we kind of joined in it today. Loretta's not feeling well today. I don't think she's going to be joining us. And Brian had volunteered for the opening prayer, but he's not here. They're still traveling, I'm assuming. I'm not sure. So I will jump right in and do the opening prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for waking us up and guiding us throughout this day so far, Father God. We thank you for your graciousness and your mercy, your love. Father God, we just praise your name. We give you all the honor and the glory, Father God. And Father God, we just want to lift up these individuals that took the time out of their day to participate in an opportunity to hear your word, to give us something to feed upon throughout the rest of the week. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Great. Our worship song this, the first worship song that we're going to listen to is called You Are Good by Israel and Reed.
Power on. Period. Thank you.
Another caller joining us, Auntie Marie.
Yes, ma'am. I'm
Good evening. All right. Okay, well, let's go ahead and just jump right on in. I'm looking forward to hearing the good news you all have to share. Of course, if you don't, just pass when I call your name. Now, let's start off with Auntie Dot, any good news you would like to share with us this evening?
Yes, I'm reading Isaiah chapter 1, 16 to 20, New International Version. Wash and make yourself clean. Take your evil deed out of my sight. Stop doing wrong. Learn to do right. Seek justice. Defend the oppressed. Take up the cause of the fatherless. Plead the case of the widow. Come now, let us settle the matter, said the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red as crimson, they shall be like wool. If you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good thing of the land. But if you resist and rebel, you will be devoured by the sword. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Amen, amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you for that reading on Isaiah 9.
Isaiah 1.
1, 16 through 20.
Uh-huh.
Okay, got it. Thank you for clarifying. All righty. Next I have is Mother
Okay, I'm coming out of 2 Corinthians 6, chapter 1 through 18. We belong to God. Paul writes to the congregation of Corinth out of a deep relationship with God. Paul had relied on God's nature, supported and guided through numerous humiliation, disappointment, and hardship. Now he challenged the Corinthian church to not restrict its awareness of God's love to times when things are going well, but to allow God empower the present to do its work in the midst of whatever life offers. Paul reminds us that God steadfast is not determined by extremely conditions. Even when we are in situation of overwhelming distress, persecution, abused by a loved one, or dishonored in our community, God holds us in love, loving arms, like a loving parent. When he loves us, though whatever threatens us, God's spirit strengthens and beauty revealing to us and those around us. This is the God in whom we find our unity in the spirit. This is the God who continues stand to draw all God's people into a divine presence. For God has said, I will live with them and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they will be my people. Our strength as an African-American people has in so many instances emerged from learning to sing the Lord's song in strange land. We must not be seduced by the false god of security, predominantly isolated and exclusive, for these gods close our heart to the richness of what God has to offer us. In God's thought, Jesus Christ, we are free to sing the Lord's song. We are free to give of ourselves, generous to others. This is the power of the Spirit that sustained Paul and will sustain us through whatever adversary occur in our lives. It is our prayer that life in African American community be sustained and guided by the God of the universe who could provide for all. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Mother, of 2 Corinthians. Okay. Next I have Auntie Marie. Do you have any good news you would like to share with us this evening?
Yes, ma'am. I'll be coming out of Romans, the 6th chapter, 1-5. What shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? By no means. We are those who have died in sin. How can we live in it any longer? Don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him, those baptized into death, in order that as Christ was risen from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we will also be united with him in the resurrection like him. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And thank you for that reading out of Romans 6. Amen. I will go next, and I will be coming from Proverbs 10:11. That the mouth of a righteous man is a well or fountain of life, but violence covers the mouth of the wicked. I just want to do a little commentary on that verse. The portion that says the mouth of a righteous man is a well of life is like a fountain of living water, continually running and flowing with water, wholesome, reviving and refreshing. So the righteous man's mouth, out of the abundance of his heart, should overflow with good things, which ministers grace to the hearer and are for the use of edifying, things that are pleasant and profitable, grateful, acceptable, comforting, refreshing, and pleasing, which tend to the good of the life that is that now is and that which is to come. But violence covers the mouth of the wicked means so that nothing comes out of it but what is pernicious and hurtful. What favors a rapping, I said that right, and violence, nothing but lying and deceit, cursing and swearing, and such like filthy and corrupt communication. And it goes on to say, the mouth of the ungodly covers injury, which is meditated in the heart. So I just have a little inspiration here. It probably might be a little bit redundant. A righteous person is concerned with speaking words that give life and encourage the hearer. They who are wicked are only concerned with inciting violence and hurting anyone in their way. As Christians, we need to make sure that our words that leave our mouth are edifying, inspiring, and uplifting. So here I pray, dear God, we pray that we be mindful of every word that leaves our mouth, and may we never find ourselves speaking hateful or harmful words toward anyone. We want our words to uplift them and everyone that we come in contact with. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
Next, I have Sister Shirley. Any good news this evening?
Yes, I'm coming from Psalms 27, starting at the 11th verse. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of my enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemy, for false witness are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I have believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Thank you for that reading out of Psalms 27. Amen. 27:11. All right. Next, we have
Brother. Yes, we come out of the book of Isaiah, chapter 30, verse 27 to 33. See the name of the Lord come from afar, with burning anger and this cloud of smoke. His lips are full of wrath, and his tongue is a consuming fire. His breath is like a rushing torrent, rising up to the neck. He shakes the nation in the seas of destruction. He places in the jaws of the people a bit that leads them astray. and you were seen as on the night you celebrated Holy Festival. Your heart will rejoice as when people go up with flutes to the mountain of the Lord, to the rock of Israel. The Lord will cause men to hear his majestic voice and will make them see his arm coming down with raging anger and consuming fire, with cloudbursts, thunderstorms, and hail. The voice of the Lord will shatter Assyria. With his scepter, he will strike them down. Every stroke the Lord lays on them with his punishing rod will be to the music of tambourines and harps as he fights them in battle with the blows of his arm. Tophet has long been prepared. It has been made ready for the king. Its fire pit has been made deep and wide with an abundance of fire and wood. The breath of the Lord, like a screaming of burning sulfur, set it ablaze. Amen.
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 Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes. Thank you for that reading about Isaiah 30. Amen. And next we have Auntie Jenny. Any good news you would like to share with us this evening?
Yes, I would like to share from Revelation 5, beginning with verse 5. Then one of the elders said unto me, do not weep. See, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has triumphed. He is able to open the scroll and its seven seals. Then I saw a lamb looking as if it had been slain, standing at the center of the throne, encircled by the four living creatures and the elders. And the lamb had seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into the earth. He went and took the scroll from the right hand of him who sat on the throne. And when he had taken it, the four live creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the lamb. Each one had a harp, and they were holding golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of God's people. And they sang a new song, saying, you are worthy to take the scroll, to open its seal, because you are slain, and with your blood you purchased for God persons from every tribe and language and people and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom of priests to serve our God, and they will reign on earth forever and ever. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
And thank you, Janet, for that reading out of Revelation 5. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Well, that concludes our first round. So we go ahead with our next section in the program, which is our sick and shut in. And just want to know, is there anyone we need to add to our sick and shut in list? Okay, is there anyone we need to remove from the sick and shut in list? Alrighty then, well, we're going to move on in prayer. If you bow your heads, Heavenly Father, we need your divine intervention in our lives on this day, Father God. We need you to empower our bodies with your holy presence and for your envelope our minds to soothe all the pain, Father God. In heaven, we pray to you today with our heart heavy with concern for Auntie Wileen Norris, James Richardson, Kanisha, Sylvia Baum, Tanja Richardson, Jackie Johnson, Joseph, Caroline, Marion Lowe, Tompkins and family, Jimmy Simmons and family, Auntie Betty and family, Sister Shirley and family, Lowe family and friends, Mary Lowe, Cuba Lowe, and Loretta Simmons. Father God, we want no reason for it to escalate. Hence, we pray that you attack the sickness at its roots and cleanse with your holy blood all manner of remains of the sickness in their body, Father. On their two feet will they stand for the rest of their life, and never again will they be harmed by any sickness in any form. We thank you, Father, for cutting away the ailment and also for the protection that you now offer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. All righty, now we can acknowledge the birthday. Wow. And we're talking August 21st through the 27th. August 21st through 27th. And we have... I know we got Loretta Simmons coming up on the 24th. We've got the late Willie Williams on the 25th. We have Nika Jackson on the 26th. Or is that Frida? Frida was on the 7th. Okay, 26. Nika. Oh, and also with Loretta, she celebrates it with her auntie Alice Lowe. And then today we have the late Mr. Gentle, the 21st. Quite a few birthdays.
Amen.
That's all that I have. Do anyone have any other birthdays that I might be missing? All right. Well, Sister Shirley, would you do the honor of singing the birthday song for us today?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everyone. May God bless you. Amen.
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 Happy
birthday.
Amen.
Thanks,
Lord. Your birthday, when you talk to her today?
No.
No. Mama's in there talking to Alice today. Well,
happy birthday.
Yeah. Daughter,
you know you're going to call her.
Okay, so let's move right along to our second section of our prayer service. And this is an opportunity for each person to share a testimony, a poem, or a song, or a praise report, or if you prefer sharing another verse, that's your choice as well. Or you can say pass. I'm going to start off with Brother Hubert.
Yes, I have a praise report. I'd like to thank all of you all for your prayers. I've been sick for the past couple of weeks with a real bad cold, and every time it go away, it'll come right back. So I had a hard time getting rid of it, but today I'm feeling much better. I lost my appetite. I finally got my appetite back last night, and I'm doing much better. And I'd like to thank you all again for your prayers. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. We are glad you are feeling better, Hubert. Glad to see that pep in your step. And I'm sure that the little grandboys of mine will enjoy your fun time with them again. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Next, I have my Auntie Dot. Do you have any testimony, poem, praise report you would like to share with us this evening?
I pass.
All righty. Sister Shirley.
Yes. Words cannot express how thankful I am to all of you that were there for me. When I need comfort, kindness, and understanding, all of you opened your hearts and lighted my load. You were like angels that appeared in my life to help me along. I appreciate the prayers, the calls, the cards, all that you did. I appreciate so much. Thank you.
Thanks for sharing, Sister Shirley, and we're just so grateful to have you back online and glad that you're feeling much better. Amen.
Yes. To God
amen.
Be the good.
Amen.
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 Mother May, any good news? Okay. All right.
Yes, I have a reading, a little reading. But before I do the reading, I just want to say, I don't know how many years ago, that my late brother, Gentle, Mother May's, Sister May's husband, my precious sister-in-law, invited us on the prayer line. And it has certainly been a blessing to me. And I praise and thank God for y'all standing fast and standing firm. God bless you. Okay, my reading is, turn your eyes up on Jesus. Oh, soul, are you weary and troubled? No light in the darkness you see. There is light for a look at the Savior and life more abundant and free. Death into life everlasting, he passed, and we follow him there. Over us sin no more has dominion, for more than conquerors we are. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full into his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and his grace. Look unto Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, yes.
Amen. Thank you, Auntie Janet, for sharing. And by the grace of God, we are still online today. And we're just so grateful that, you know, you all are still participating as well. It would not be a success without members and friends and family being a part of it. So thank you so much for sharing.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I do have a little something I want to share. I'm trying to decide if I want to share it from reading it or let Dale Barner share it. But I'm just going to share what I grasp. I love Dale Barner, Bishop Dale Barner, very insightful pastor. But he's got this sermon called Protect Your Peace. And one of the main things that he talks about is, you know, what is peace? And peace is about where our heart is, you know. And so he said one of the best things that he heard Tony Evans said is that if the devil can't hinder you with difficulties that he's tried to choke you with, distractions, and we deal with distractions every day. We think we're doing so well, and this thing, you know, this hit me, that hit me. And I was listening to this particular sermon he's talking about, the Tony Evans records, and he said, whenever the devil break your washing machine, break your garbage disposal, break your refrigerator, you know he's just trying to distract you. And I tell you, this summer, he done broke my air conditioner, he done broke my garbage disposal, my washing machine for 2 months. And I said, you know, all that time he was trying to distract me, but I kept saying, well, Good thing I got insurance. Let me call them and tell them to come over here and fix it. I did not allow it to distract where I was headed as far as worrying about how I'm going to get this thing fixed. I piled up my clothes. I went to the washerette. I ain't been to the washerette in years and know what that felt like.
Oh, wow.
It really makes you respect and think about how blessed you really are. All these things you have, some people don't have. But to be honest with you, I enjoy going to the washerette that's in that home washer. Get them all done. But anyway, I thought that was so beautiful how he basically said that in the devil will try to hinder you when he know he can't get to you when you're strong in your word. So, you know, it's just a confirmation to stay strong in our word and stay focus on God. And despite what's happening around you, you can't allow it to suck you in and steal your joy and your peace. So you have to protect your peace. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Encouraging for me.
All right. Well, that actually concludes our call for today. Before we close, as always, we're going to see if we have any volunteers for next week's program. We're going to be coming out of 15. So do we have anyone that would like to read or play the wording out of 1 Kings 15?
I do it, Auntie Dot.
Okay, thank you, Auntie Dot. How about the opening prayer? Any volunteer for the opening prayer? Okay, Mother May. All right. How about the closing prayer? Any volunteer for the closing prayer?
I'll do the closing.
That's Sister Shirley, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And also, before we move on, I just wanted to share with everyone, Auntie Betty is still in therapy in the hospital. Mom or Dad, do you guys want to give the call an update on how she's doing? Auntie Dot?
Huh? Oh, she's doing good, she say. She's doing real good with her therapy. Just able to move her leg a little more better and everything. So she seemed happy with where she at. So she seemed real pleased in there.
Well, that's good to hear. Good to hear. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we just continue to keep all of our sick and shut in on the list. And Loretta said she's having another horrible cold again, so she was going to go to the doctor tomorrow. Just keep her in prayer as well.
Amen.
Approaching her as she's approaching her new birthday.
Okay.
Praise the Lord.
All right.
Amen. Yeah. So let me see. I had a song. Let me make sure I can remember what song I had to play. I had it and my brain just went away. Oh, we're going to listen to Hello Fear by Kirk Franklin. I'm going to play a portion of it, then I'm just going to come in and do the closing prayer and the conclusion of our call, and then I'll just let the rest of it play towards the end. So here we go.
Thank you. matter what you've done to me.
God in my life,
that seat to the left.
Father, we thank you for being with us throughout this meeting, Father. Your presence has been in this place from the start to the end, and we want to say thank you. Lord, let what we discuss here bear fruit in our lives and in other people that we come in contact with, Father God. Don't allow the enemy to steal what we have been taught from our hearts. Cover us with the blood of your Son, Jesus, and show us how to use the information that we've learned here for your glory. And Father, may your name be praised greatly.
Thank you, Lord God.
For giving us good health to gather here today. And may your praise be continually in our mouth. Bless everyone that is here. Bless their families, Lord. Let your faith shine upon them. Lord, where we drifted and said things that do not bring glory to your name, we ask you to forgive us. Lord, as we leave this place, let us go out there and be the salt and light. May we put into practice what we have discussed and learned. Lift your confidence upon us, Father. Be gracious and give us peace throughout the day and the week. Help us to make a difference in this world for the glory of your name. In Jesus' name, we believe and pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. Well, that concludes our call, and just thank everyone for participating. We love you, and have a blessed week.
Love you, too.
Thank you all. We love you all, too.
Love you all. Good night.
Good night. Good night. Good night. Love you.
Good night.
Good night.